Appreciate it. Last item, I believe.
Item 604, authorize $220,922,137 of general obligation bonds for affordable housing projects.
Thank you again, Mr. Mayor, Commissioners, Eric Johansson, City Debt Manager. This emergency ordinance does authorize $220.9 million approximately of additional general obligation debt to fund affordable housing costs. As you may recall, on May 18th, the city closed its first series of bonds under last November's GO bond authorization to fund a portion of the cost of acquiring the Ellington apartments. This ordinance will authorize the issuance of the remaining authority under last November's bond measure. While the ordinance authorizes issuing the remaining authority, the actual debt issuance is expected to occur over a multi-year period. The financing plan, which has been a joint effort of the Housing Bureau and Debt Management, calls for the establishment of a revolving line of credit in the approximate amount of $75 million. This line of credit, when established, will be available to be drawn upon on short notice to respond to acquisition and development opportunities as they arise. At such time as a sufficiently large balance has been accumulated on the line of credit, we'll issue long-term bonds to take out the line of credit. Amounts that are repaid from long-term bonds will then be available to be reborrowed under the line of credit. The total amount of new money bonds that may be issued cannot exceed the $220.9 million. A final provision in this ordinance is that a requirement that before any projects are funded, either through the line of credit or through long-term debt, council must specifically authorize the use of the GO bond for that particular project. So whether that's through a resolution, ordinance, or other council action, we'll want to make sure that that's gotten specific approval from council before moving forward with the borrowing.
Thank you. Any further questions? Commissioner Fritz?
Well, I have a question for you, Mayor, actually. What is the process for doing that? Because I know when we bought the Parks Bond to council, we've had a specific list. Yes. What will be the process for council reviewing how to spend this $220 million?
That's a good question. I don't know yet.
Mm-hmm.
We'll sort it out. Get it back to you.
Yeah. And the reason we're doing this is to get it money as quickly as possible because we need to get the stuff built as quickly as possible. Is that?
That's correct.
Yeah, thanks.
Good. Any other questions? Public testimony?
I'm Charles Bridgecrane Johnson.
Very good. This is our last item. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Thanks. While he's coming up, I'll just remind people tomorrow afternoon's agenda has changed. The item 609 on tomorrow afternoon's agenda was originally scheduled for 2 p.m. That's the 100% renewable energy proposal that will be heard at 3 p.m. tomorrow, Thursday, June 1st, instead of 2 p.m. Sorry for the interruption.
Chag Sameach. My name is Charles Johnson. I know we can all look forward to Commissioner Schaltzman bringing us a lot of cheesecake when he comes back. It's a traditional food for Pentecost, Shavuot. With the project for the housing bond, I think one thing that needs to influence our conversations as we go forward is a number of local healthcare providers did a collaboration. I can't remember if it was around $20 million or $60 million about trying to put some new units into the market. And, you know, it's interesting. We don't know how we're going to spend this, exactly what we're going to do, but the bond was sort of marketed as, I can't remember now, 1,300 units or 1,300 families. But there was a disparity for anybody who did the basic math about the per unit cost that the coalition of healthcare providers is getting and the coalition and what was projected with the rough estimate of the bond and that 1,300 number. So I hope that with the former state treasurer on board and Commissioner Schaltzman's back influence, we can look at an arc that will give us a possibility to go beyond the 1,300 projection and still maintain the type of quality of units that we're getting in the Pearl with the permanent concrete steel construction. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any further questions, conversation, please call the roll.
Fish.
So this is my understanding of what we're doing today. We are authorizing at some point in the future debt management to issue debt up to $220 million so that we can invest in affordable housing development. The bond measure actually has some very specific criteria around who we serve and at what income level. We've also established an oversight body whose task it will be to provide advice to council on projects as they come up. And the mayor, I think, has also established a technical committee of people who are going to help us shape some guidelines for what kinds of projects could be eligible in the future. So this is like authorizing a line of credit so that we can be nimble and act when the council's ready to. But my understanding from the bond and from the ordinance before us is that it is all subject to the consultations, the guidelines, and ultimately a council direction. So with that understanding, I vote aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. Thank you. We're adjourned.